Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Fat Boy Podcast.
The what?
The inaugural, son. You know, like when you get.
All right, I got it. I didn't know.
I was inaugurated. This is my inaugural podcast. So,
I was just, so I was, like, you couldn't just say, like, welcome to the first podcast?
Well, I mean, yeah, if I was a fucking dummy, I can say the the first podcast. I wanted to sound a little smart, but apparently not. I'm just going to call just the dummy. Well, on the line with me today is my friend, Jim Allers, a professional fighter. And we're just going to kick things off. I don't know where we're going to go with this. So, Jim, tell them about yourself.
Well...
I kind of put you
wait,
on the spot.
What are
so
we talking
fucking,
about?
I was going to talk about you, but I've been so nervous to record this today. I know we've been talking about doing a podcast for a while now, and you keep on telling me, yeah, do one. And so today, actually, at work, was listening to.
Are you decided to do it?
To Joey.
This is your inaugural?
Yes, my inaugural. Podcast and
or first podcast, right?
First podcast, yeah.
Let's be everyday people
for everyday people for the
use regular damn words.
Yeah, my first podcast, and thank you. You're making history right now. You're on my first podcast.
Hell yeah! This was meant to be.
I think so. Damn, there's some dead air. Now every time there's like dead air or whatever, I'm thinking about it. I'm actively right now. I just stumbled to thinking about, damn, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Did that happen when you watched many podcasts? Is there like any dead air ever?
I don't think there the typically is. I guess there's got to be. I mean, how many podcasts do you listen to?
I mean, to be honest, none.
That's so crazy. I thought.
I've heard like the fighters. I've heard like what's it called, the Fighter and the Kid and the Joe Rogan podcast before.
Yeah, but now that you actively listen, I mean, at least I thought you'd actively listen to the Collider one about the comic book ones I talked to you about.
Nope, I wasn't Danny.
Damn, no, man, dude. I guess.
People should start listening to this one now because I'm on it, but I might listen to it later. Not sure yet.
Let's be honest. I know you're not going to listen to it.
I'm not.
We know.
I know what I said. I don't need to go back and listen to this. So, what's up? What's happening?
Nothing much. What's happening in your life? Well, you're just like me. We're both coming off of injuries. I had surgery in June, and you had surgery earlier in the year as well.
Yeah, fuck, man, surgery sucks.
No shit. What surgery did you have?
What do you mean? What surgery I had? Who had a surgery?
You had a surgery.
JK. I mean, that's what you would say, I guess, right? If you didn't want anybody to know. But thanks a lot. Not a whole world knows about my surgery.
Oh. No, you didn't have surgery. I had surgery. Yes, I had my wrist done. I had a scaphoidectomy. They removed a broken bone out of my wrist and had a fuse four other bones in the wrist. And
how did that affect you? Did that affect you when you wrote things down?
Actually,
did it affect you when you waved at people?
Nah, not waving at people. I can still do my my Queen Elizabeth wave. Just paddle, paddle.
The Queen Elizabeth wave.
My Queen Elizabeth wave. Yes, that's all right. I can't get wrist lock at all. Like, and not that it's not possible. The fact is, if you go to wrist lock me, I will immediately scream out, cry, because
I wonder if they can hear me chewing on the podcast.
I couldn't hear you chewing, but now that you said that, they probably could.
I've been eating poil, grilled chicken breast with my hand. Like a savage?
Like a fucking savage,
yo. Yep. And I've been dipping it in ranch sauce.
Ranch. It's blue cheese.
But I ate mad healthy all day today. I can't believe it. It's very hard for a fighter to eat healthy, you know, try to live like a healthy lifestyle when you don't have anything coming up, when you can't train, all of that, you know? So overall, besides me dipping this chicken breast in ranch, I felt like I did good today.
You didn't have any Starbucks at all?
I didn't have no Starbucks today. Started my day off with some kind of shake. I don't know. It was chocolate. I mean, it wasn't chocolate, but some kind of fruit. I don't know.
No, it was healthy. I had a healthy day all day today. I just had a McDonald's shake in the morning. Started my day off with a McDonald's shake. I'm good.
That's got to be the worst thing. What'd you have for breakfast? A McDonald's shake.
A McDonald's shake.
There goes your calories for the week.
I can't stop laughing at that. So now you're eating chicken.
I just ate all my food and I'm starving.
And you're still starving. What are you weighing right now?
Last I checked, I was 181.
Damn.
I actually lost a little bit of weight since a few weeks ago.
And you
when I first had the surgery, I couldn't do much, so I was just getting fat and fat. Now I can do a lot more. So I think I'm just starting to lose weight just because my body's moving now a little bit.
Because you're not being.
I'm not just fucking sitting on the couch watching. Binge watching Narcos and shit.
What are the shows that you binge watch while you're chilling on the couch?
I had Narcos. I had, what's that? You know, I don't want to say, you know, the show with the guy and they shoot him, not Superman stuff, but he has like Superman powers.
Luke Cage?
There you go. Luke Cage.
How did you forget the name of Luke Cage, dog?
Luke Cage, that guy. I watched that, and I think that was it. I think that was it when I was just sitting there doing nothing every day. Those two.
That doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, I could do that in an afternoon.
I mean, what happened was that I would fall asleep a lot. That was the problem. I'd be watching to fall asleep, but half the day is gone.
Man, sleeping during the day when you're when you don't have to go to work is the best thing in the world.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
When everybody else is working. Have you ever? Well, I was gonna say basically I have. There's been a time or two where I have maybe taken a day off for being sick, but I wasn't really sick. Take my son to daycare.
Where the hell is this story going?
Hold on. And I'm just saying, just so I can sleep during the day. Just so I can take a nap during the day.
That's messed up. That's messed up. But it's funny.
It's a mental health day. What are you going to do? No, you're going to school.
So you can sleep.
Have you not done that? I mean, am I the only one that's ever done that? I can't be the only.
Yo,
the only
I mean,
person.
I can't wait to ask people.
Bro,
but I've never heard of anyone doing that.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it. You got two kids. I only have one.
Yo, how awesome was it that guy, the Barbie fighter, got whooped?
Barbie fighter. What are you talking about?
The fucking Ken looking guy.
Oh, Sage Northcott?
Yeah.
He said Barbie looking. You mean the Ken doll? I'm like, wait. What did he?
I mean, it looked like Barbie to me, too.
And you know what's funny? When you originally said Barbie, I was thinking, like, shrimp on the Barbie. I was thinking about food. So I was like, what Australian food?
Of course, you were thinking food.
I don't know. For some reason, I was like, what? He was talking about Australian dude.
You're like, did someone say Barbie? What a snack.
Let the dog out of the room. He was crying at the door. He wanted to leave. But yeah, Sage Northcutt was, I mean, everybody knew his jiu-jitsu was suspect. He did get rocked.
He got hit hard, and then he did a Conor McGregor style double leg right into that. That's every striker says, like, they want to stand and bang until they get hit, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, wrestlers. Shit, let me take this guy down.
They become wrestlers real quick.
They're like, oh, shit, this wrestler got some power.
You know, last week, Monday, I went over to train at Tan with the guys, and we only did takedowns for
where the hell were you trained?
To tough as nails.
Oh, I was like, what?
I want to train with my old people in Orlando, and we did takedowns for the last part of the class as our instead of rolling, it was specific drill, just takedowns, and it was kind of like a king in the middle. And man, I forgot how tired you get training just takedowns.
So did he win?
Oh no, hell no! My cardio was crap, man. Dude. I think
dude, who the hell beat you? Who took you down,
bro? Our little buddy. All right, Shamali.
Wait, you got taken down by
Mitch.
You got taken down by a guy who's like 130 pounds soaking wet.
Yes. He got me good. He hit me with a drop Sionagi. And
I don't believe it.
He hit me with this drop Sionagi, and it was so perfect.
I don't believe it.
Because I was going into him, so my pressure was going
forward. If I don't see video of this, I do not believe it.
Bro, I'm telling you it happened. Why would I say, yo, I got drop Sionagi by 125. Bro, I outweigh him. Why would I want anybody to know that? That is so embarrassing.
Just for laughs. Like, you'd do anything for laughs, I think.
No. Tell him, ask him, we got to call Mitchell. Ask him what happened the second time he tried to drop Sionagi me.
Robin, the tank take them?
Oh, bro, he got Shamu splashed.
No, I haven't heard from Mitch in a while.
Shamu smashed.
Yo, I think I'm going to make some cereal now.
You're going to make some cereal. So after you had chicken and ranch.
I ate so good today.
And you're going to ruin it.
But I want cereal.
You're going to ruin it with cereal.
Like for like a dessert, you know? Like, I ate so good all day. Here's the way I look at it, guys. I would have had the Cheerios anyways if I ate like that McDonald's shake for breakfast and Chick-fil-A for lunch and for dinner, you know, Domino's or something. I still would have had the Cheerios after. So I ate super healthy all day. So I deserve my damn Cheerios still.
So is this part of your...
You get my reasoning?
So is this part of your cookie-a-day diet? Your theory?
Pretty much like a cookie-a-day diet. But I'm not eating any crazy... I'm eating naturally flavored Honey Nut Cheerios. Not any of this cheap stuff. Like the real Honey Nut Cheerios Medley Crunch.
Honey Nut Cheerios are fucking delicious.
You know, this is not fucking...
But
sugar,
it's also...
Sugar oats or something.
But... I mean, look at the sugar content on the Honey Nut Cheerios. I guarantee
don't
it's
worry,
probably like
don't worry about it.
28 grams for
sure. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Come don't on. Worry about it. This is the real stuff, though. This is not the cheap, you know, Honey O's that you get from Walmart. This is the real Honey Nut Cheerios.
I think
shit.
The Aldi brand would be probably be better.
The what?
The Aldi brand, son. You know about Aldi? We got hit with Aldi. ALDI. It's a German supermarket.
And, you're making this up.
No. Nah. Why would I make up Aldi? So when I was growing up in Chicago, we used to shop at Aldi. And this was back in the day where it was like, it wasn't cool unless it was name brand. So
this is the most made up story, but no. I'll let you keep going with it. I'll let you keep going with it.
All right. So when I was growing up in, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, you got made fun of.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
You're crazy.
Oh, yes, I do.
I bet you
honey nut, oh, and Honey Nut Cheerios. Toasted, tasted nuts and honey. That's the reason why. Wait, what happened?
I bet you do like the story taste of the nuts.
Melissa, I'm sure people are listening to it. My wife said no one's going to listen to us.
Oh, probably. There's like three people. There's three people that are going to listen to this thing, and they're going to want to stab. Actually, you're right. It's not that bad. The Honey Nut Cheerio only has like 9 grams of sugar. Three people are going to listen to this.
All right.
It really isn't that bad. Oh, the Medley Crunch. I'm sorry. I didn't see the Medley Crunch. The Medley Crunch is not the same. Same thing. Nine grams of sugar. It's not too bad.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad, homie. But what's going to make it bad is that I'm going to drink it with
chocolate
vanilla
milk.
Almond milk.
No, I think that vanilla
there
almond
must
milk
be
is probably better than the vitamin D.
Yeah, fucking tip of D's and nuts in your mouth. That's what you get from that.
So, wait, you did go 100% almond milk. You don't drink any cow's milk anymore, right?
No, I don't drink cow's milk.
Why?
Because, man, it's just gross.
Why is it gross?
Because, I don't know. It's just fucking gross, man. Not good for you.
What documentary?
People told me.
What documentary?
People told
me
it's not good for me. Huh?
From what documentary? What YouTube video you watched to say, you know, I'm not drinking cow's milk anymore?
No, man, I've read it. That humans do not need to consume cow milk past the age of 2.
But why would they need cow's milk up to the age of 2 anyways? Shouldn't they just be breastfeeding?
I mean, if they can. If they can, they should. You know, this cereal is bomb. It has like... this is good stuff.
I don't know. I love milk. To me... that is one of the hardest things to give up is milk.
No, but milk is horrible, man. It's so bad for you.
Love
like, you got the shit. You got the weird shit.
Oh, I don't get... I've been having weird shit for the last 30 years because I've never noticed a difference. There's nothing... there's something... there's times where, like, a week will go by and I don't drink any milk. But there's some weeks where I go through a gallon, like, in 2 days. And I don't know...
oh.
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's fucking
what's
delicious.
Crazy, though, is like, I love ice cream and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and you don't eat. It's not like you going around saying, oh, I don't want this ice cream unless it has to be vegan or done with almond milk.
I just don't like milk. I think it's gross. I'll give a damn. I'll eat a cow.
And you eat cheese.
I eat cheese. I eat things that are made from milk. Ice cream, yogurt. I just don't like milk. That's crazy when I think about it.
Everything. It's just, I guess, I don't know. I don't get you with that. Because, I like almond milk. It's good. It's a decent replacement. It's all right. But, There's nothing like vitamin D, cold as glass of milk.
Have you taken your son Christmas shopping with you yet? Like, no. Do you go Christmas shopping with your son?
No.
It's got to be, like, the hardest thing in the world, probably.
I've gone with him to the store, and I'm telling him, I'm not buying you shit. And and we literally go to the store and don't buy him anything. Does that make me a horrible dad?
Poor kid.
Well, you're the guy that tells.
Yo,
your
I got
kid,
your right. Not me. Melissa usually gets everybody the present.
And you just take credit for it.
Oh, okay. I'm not telling you what it is, Melissa said, because it's that cool that she thinks you're going to be surprised also. I think so too.
Really? What? Because I was just about to tell you what I got your kids.
Oh shoot! What you said?
What? Oh shoot! What?
You said I'm telling the internet. What if someone tells Uriah?
Who? Wait. First of all, what classmate of his is going to be listening to my podcast? Secondly, I don't think anybody really is going to listen to this thing.
Wait, how long are we going to make it? Because I think I wouldn't listen to a podcast that I don't care about if it was too long. You know, if it was like a Joe Rogan length.
Man, I don't know, but I mean, let me see. The memory card says we have. Oh yeah, that's definitely too long. This is 23 hours and 30 minutes left to record. So that's definitely too long. So what?
I mean, we've only been talking for 22 minutes.
Yeah, 22, 28, 29.
I thought we've been talking for like an hour. We've been talking.
No, but what? Half an hour, 45 minutes is a good deal.
I think like a half hour, 45. I think anything like my a little video that I have online that goes through like a whole year of my life.
Yeah, the
it's about 30 minutes. Fire. You know, and a lot of people look at it, they're like, 30 minutes. I'm like, just give it a chance, you'll like it.
That is true.
And then after they watch it, they're like, oh, okay.
But who wants to watch you for 30 minutes?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Who the fuck don't want to listen to us?
that does kind of make your fucking point too.
You just proved my point. Thanks.
But with the podcast, you don't have to be watching it. You could just be listening. It's just some background shit that's going on while you're driving. Right? Did I steal that from another podcast?
I mean, yeah, that's true, I guess.
Whereas your video, you have to be sitting there watching it. And if you miss something, you're like, oh, shit, let me, because I've done that before. Watching the video.
Let me fucking rewind it.
Oh, shit. How many times have you done that?
Have to rewind something a million times?
Yeah.
All the time. Especially when I was watching Narcos. Half the thing is in Spanish. I don't know Spanish, man. So if I missed what the subtitles said, I didn't know what was happening.
You had to go back a whole season just to find out what Pablo was talking about.
Narcos was the one show I have to watch, like, not playing on my phone at the same time and stuff.
Yeah, bro, you are the worst with that. We are sitting in movies and you're sitting on your phone playing around. What's up with that?
I don't know.
You get bored easily.
If the movie sucks, like that Spider-Man sucked.
It was Spider-Man.
We know it sucked.
Yeah, it did suck, but I was still watching it.
I mean, if you don't catch my attention early, then that's it.
Oh, bro, have you seen Rogue One yet?
I've walked out of movies. Have I seen what?
Rogue One.
No, man, I haven't seen it. You know I haven't seen it. Why would you ask me that in front of everybody?
Oh.
So then I could be like, Jim's not a fan. Jim's not a real fan. He hasn't even seen it yet. And as everyone, I mean, most people would know that, you know, I did the Star Wars weigh-in, so everyone must think I'm the biggest fan of the world.
I know. We were supposed to go this weekend. You had two Christmas parties. I was going to say if you went to go.
You let me down.
I let you down. You're the one that went to two Christmas parties.
Yeah, they were fun, though.
How drunk did you get? You get plastered?
Did what?
Did you get plastered? Wasted? Schloss?
Me? No way. I don't do that. Oh.
Went to had a couple Christmas parties.
Do you ever, when you eat your cereal, do you drink the milk after?
Always. That's more of a treat.
So like growing up, I never did that. I never drank the milk because I didn't like milk. But with my almond milk, I'll drink that. But what I usually do is I keep putting more cereal in until I have no more cereal. And that's when I know I'm done.
Okay, so
maybe, I mean, when I have no more milk.
I may have done that once or twice. And you fucking sit in there, and it's 45 minutes later, and the fucking box is gone, and you done killed this gallon of milk, and then you're like, fuck, what is my son going to eat tomorrow? That might have happened once.
What is wrong with me?
Oh, you feel like such a dick bag.
I just ate his Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
It's the only thing he'll eat.
Guess what he ate the next morning? Bacon and eggs.
I love me some bacon. The other day, I just for no reason just made like 6 pieces of bacon, and just ate bacon.
You do it in the oven, or do you?
No, I fry those things, man. No, that's oven bacon. Who wants oven bacon?
Bro, oven bacon is legit.
Man, it's not bacon unless it's fried, in its own greases.
I want to do that so bad. I want to get one of those gas top griddles, like an outside griddle, so you can fry bacon like that.
Can you deep fry bacon, Melissa?
Bro, you can deep fry. People deep fry ice cream. Of course, you can deep fry bacon.
Hold on. I have like a fryer. Can I just throw bacon in that fryer?
No, you probably have to bread it. You probably want to bread it first.
And how did it come out?
I don't know.
Wait, what did you say? Interesting.
Are you gonna deep fry bacon on the podcast?
I'm thinking about it. It can't be that hard, right?
I can't believe you're about to deep fry bacon. Please don't tell me it's frozen still.
Frozen? No, I don't freeze my bacon, man. I buy bacon and I eat it before it goes bad. Just freeze your bacon.
I was only asking because you know that's how people burn down their houses for Thanksgiving when they're deep frying a frozen turkey.
Without.
Yeah, without.
No, but I don't even freeze bacon is what I'm saying.
No, I understand that, but I was saying that's why I asked you.
You don't eat enough bacon if you freeze your bacon. You're not eating enough bacon in your life, man.
I think I have enough. Dude, pictures will show I have eaten enough bacon in my life.
Would you drink other animals' milk? Like goat milk?
I have drinking goat milk.
Would have you drinking pig milk?
No.
Is that even a thing? Has anyone even tried that before?
I don't know why you would try that.
Do I want to make bacon right now? No, that's crazy. Juan, don't convince me to eat bacon right now.
You should.
I'm my own man. I'm my own man.
Eat the bacon. Eat the bacon.
What I'm gonna do is throw this foil away. The rest of this foil.
You just talking about the bacon reminded me of those old. Epic Mealtime.
No, I ate it all. What?
You remember Epic Mealtime?
You gonna microwave bacon?
No. Don't microwave bacon.
You microwave bacon, you're saying?
No. Who does that?
Oh. People do it. I swear.
Actually, there was a guy that I used to work with by the name of Tom. He used to microwave bacon, and he would put it in the microwave for like 10 minutes.
It'll come out good, though.
Bro, not only will it probably will, it's just the whole office smelled like bacon. The entire office. All you smell was bacon.
Imagine you just bring bacon for lunch raw and you just make it in the microwave on the lunch break.
He would, because he was doing he was doing a ketogenic diet, and that's what he would do. Just eat bacon. and just put like two pieces of lettuce and some mayo, and that was his lunch.
He was a vegetarian.
Yep.
That's crazy. What?
So where are you trying?
I hate bacon now.
No, why do you hate bacon?
I hate it right now because I can't have it. I want it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Jim, so where are you training now?
In Miami. I've been all over the place, man. I'm what they call a cliente, but in the MMA world. I don't even know where I started. Gracie Baja. And then from Gracie Baja to, no, I think I went to ATT for a little bit after Gracie Baja. Then from ATT, I went to Alliance. While I was at Alliance, I trained also at the Jungle. And then after Alliance, we started Tough as Nails in Oviedo. And I was there. And also training at the Jungle and another ATT, because I think the ATT split up there.
Are you
I'm not really sure of the story. That what?
At Peachy's.
Yeah, and at Peachy's for boxing. And then from Tan, I moved down to South Florida, where I trained with Wagner. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I trained at Wagner's too. Somewhere in that beginning of that story.
Popovich's.
And I came back down here, and I trained with Wagner, and at American Top Team Coconut Creek. After ATP, I left there. And I'm now at MMA Masters in Doral, but I also teach at the UFC gym, baby. So, God, I've been to a lot of gyms.
Yeah,
Do you think anyone else has been a part of as many teams as I have?
There's got to be. I mean, you have to find the right place. You can't. Not everybody's lucky and just lands in the perfect spot. And you
right,
know, a lot of your moves,
I understand maybe like
and a lot of your moves were because you physically moved too. You know, when you can't train in Orlando when you live in Miami.
That's true.
So I mean, it's like you're forced to move. What's your favorite thing about South Florida?
Nothing. it's full and there's a lot of traffic.
So you're telling people don't come move here?
That what?
Don't come move here, don't make it worse for you.
Wait, what are you saying?
No, I'm saying you're telling people do not come move to Miami or to South Florida because it's already too packed and we
right,
don't need
yeah,
to.
You don't want to live here. There's so many better places for it.
Yeah, right now in Fort Myers, all the snowbirds are coming back. So my
Is
traffic,
it?
Oh brother, let me tell you this. These fucking old.
I would live in Colorado or California or Oregon, something like that.
I want to move to Denver to to train with. Fucking Dwayne. I think that'd be so cool.
But to move to where?
To Denver to train with Dwayne.
Heck yeah, man. Training with Dwayne is a bomb.
But I don't even
And the Muscle Farm. You haven't even been there, have you?
I've never been to the Muscle Farm. I've been wanting to go.
You never trained with Dwayne either, though. At his gym.
No, not at his gym. Actually, yeah, you're right. The time I went to Denver, I didn't do any training. I ate at the Fat Shack. I ate some more. I got drunk.
What do you think the best food in Denver was?
I can't say what the best food in Denver was because I only went. I mean, we went to this mom and pop restaurant. It was all right, but it was just had a variety of things. The that hamburger shack, the Fat Shack, was actually really good. And then
so we've been a few places together. We've been to.
We went to Denver. And then your ass, after weigh-ins, you wanted to eat a fucking Carrabba's like an asshole.
Chicago, Denver.
Obviously, we lived in Orlando together. We went to Miami together.
Orlando. Did we go to California or anything together? No.
No, we never. You went the year before I did, and I went the year after.
Right.
Obviously.
And interesting.
But, I mean, In-N-Out, buddy. In-N-Out Burger's the shit.
In-N-Out Burger is good if you get it animal style.
It's got to be animal style.
Otherwise, it just tastes like shit burgers.
Actually, the last time I was in Anaheim, when was it? September, I went and I didn't get my fries animal style because I was going to be back in an Uber for 20 minutes, and I didn't want them to just get soggy in the fucking Uber. And I didn't
right.
want to just eat fucking. It's bad enough you picked up a fat guy at a fucking hotel. You're taking a fat guy to an In-N-Out Burger. He's made you wait while the drive-thru. So that whole Uber, eating the fries in his car would have been the last thing to do. I mean, this guy was probably so pissed.
But it's tough. Damn, I'm watching The Voice right now, and it's always so sad when no one turns their chair.
Oh, why? Bro, speaking of The Voice, so did you know CeeLo, who used to be one of the chairs on The Voice, his phone just fucking blew up in his ear? CeeLo Green?
Yeah.
He had a Samsung, apparently.
His phone blew up in his ear?
In his ear. While he was at the studio.
And there's so like what happened to him?
I hope he's fine. I don't know. I thought you would know. Being that you're always on the internet.
That's crazy.
Hold on, let me see.
That's crazy. Dang. All right. No, I want to watch His Voice now. I want to watch the rest of it. So
you're letting the listeners know you're going to watch The Voice instead of be on the podcast.
Go
do that manly shit. Yeah, you're going to do. I'm not going to deadlifts. I got to go, guys. I'm going to do some deadlifts. I'm going to bench, do some pull-ups afterwards. I'm going to get off the podcast. I got to watch The Voice. That's the way to end it.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm real.
All right. Well, thank you for being my very first guest on my very first podcast. And I guess
tell me how it is, man. Because you know I'm not gonna listen to it. So
I know. I'll let you know what the people say. All right.
All right. Sweet.
Peace.